Introducing two guys you never want to see in spandex. Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Rain tax. It's inevitable,
rain,
Kendall.
Rain tax. They'll put a tax on anything these
they'll
days.
They'll tax even the rain.
Cliff,
yeah.
What do you have in your hand over there?
What, Kendall?
Is that ketchup?
Oh, whoa. Yeah, and I'm not just happy to see you. It's a bottle of ketchup.
I've got some fries over here. I was hoping you brought some ketchup.
No, Kendall. I like some different stuff with fries. Do you always need ketchup?
Well, I always have to have ketchup there. It always has to be part of the party.
Part of the party.
But I'll venture out. I'll do some aioli or, you know, something like that.
No, aioli. That's a flash in the pan.
Aioli.
Nobody gives a shit.
All right, what do you dip your fries in?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I ditch them in old-fashioned American ketchup.
We're off to a good start.
We're off to a great start, mm-hmm. Kendall. This is one of our top 600 episodes. And
that it is.
That it is, Kendall. That it is.
So I'm
just, so hot in the booth. I'm sorry. I'm waving over here. I'm sorry.
It's a million degrees.
The sun pounding on you the way it is on me from the booth.
Yes, there's a greenhouse effect going on in here, Cliff. Our huge fat bodies give off so much heat. It bounces off the walls, creates clouds. We've got all kind of atmosphere going on
here. We have our own ecosystem. Whew. It's raining right under my back.
Whatever Charles left over there is growing.
Oh, I thought it moved there. I think there was just a roach crawling out from under it. God. It's okay, Kendall. Roaches need stuff like that to eat. But anyway, Kendall, this is not a show, amazingly, about roaches. Have we done a roach show?
Oh, I don't know.
I know we've done bug shows.
We need a roach show.
We need a dedicated
put it on
roach
the books.
Show. In the next 500 episodes, watch out. A roach show is coming for
watch
you.
Watch out.
Some point in the next 10 years. But anyway, this is a show about what, Kendall? I feel like I've been doing nothing but hosting.
Well, let me do some.
All
dressings
right.
and sauces.
Ooh.
That's what we're talking about. And I want to start immediately before we do anything or say anything about sauces or dressings.
All right.
I have a little test here.
Oh.
I want you to tell me which of these is your...
Is it a taste test?
Unfortunately, no.
Damn it.
You can eat whatever that is, Charles left.
No, it's moving.
All right, Cliff, of all these, what's
your... I think the cockroach laid eggs in it.
I got it. Salsa, mayonnaise, barbecue,
all right.
Salad dressings, or mustards, hot sauces, horseradish. Those are your topics, so those are your choices. What's your favorite out of all of those? We're doing a little personality test.
Probably salsa.
Salsa, all right. Well, salsa's strength is in the West, you know, where consumers are more likely to love salsa, be frequent users, and to have some kind of some on hand at home. 1 in 4 of people surveyed named salsa as their favorite condiment. So you're like 1 in 4 people, Cliff.
Oh, I'm just running the mill.
And compared to consumers in general, those who prefer salsa to any other condiment sauce are more likely to be extroverts and have podcasts. It is not surprising they are more likely to turn towards social activities in their spare time. They're motivated. They're more motivated than any other group.
No.
There you go. Does it match your personality?
No.
Look at you extroverting all over these listeners.
I extrovert in all the listeners' ears once a week. And I'm Kendall.
Cliff.
More old cliches. let's go to the old cliche bag.
Uh-oh.
There's nothing in the mailbag.
Let's see.
Let's go to the cliche bag.
Oh, it's full.
It's full. We have filled the cliche bag, and then the top brimming over. Oh, is that cliche? Of the sad clown. I'm just so sad, and I just have to work up the will to make others entertained.
But Cliff, that clown makeup looks so good on you.
Kendall, this is my natural face. And you make me feel natural fatso. Fatso.
So natural.
Oh, boy.
This market. Look at this deer. Did you see these little shrunken heads, dear? They're amazing.
Oh, how darling, dear.
Isn't the witch's market the most wonderful place in the world, dear?
You know, I find it very charming.
Oh,
boys.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned where we are.
Oh, yeah. We're in La Paz, Bolivia.
That's a wonderful place, dear.
Isn't it a wonderful place? You've done two Rye speeches this week.
Well, dear, they just can't get enough.
They both just went over like gangbusters.
I loved it.
I think they were two of the best Rye shows that I've seen.
Well, thank you, dear.
And at this point, we've seen several. We've seen a lot. You're coming upon, now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Potter, but a churn. You're coming upon your 500th Rye Tour performance,
dear,
right?
You're making me blush, dear. Yeah. 500 is a large number. I can't believe how many we've done.
When we began this Rye Tour, we thought it would only last 10 or 12 cities.
You're telling me.
But it just goes on and on and on, girl.
Oh, dear, but at least we have each other. Isn't it great, Daffodil?
Just like my love for you, Sugarlump. it's a lesson for the listeners, because life does not turn out the way you ever think.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't the surest way to make God or Buddha or Dolly Parton or Oprah laugh is to make plans, because watch Dolly and Buddha just piss all over them, okay? Because just to show you who's boss, you know, we're all just adrift.
It's very humbling, dude.
In a sea, we're just putting letters in bottles and putting them out to drift. You know,
hoping somebody finds.
Everybody understands that metaphor, right?
Yes, dear, very much so. Oh, it's a classic metaphor.
Very poetic.
We were just talking about a ship or a letter in a bottle the other day, Daffodil.
Oh,
remember?
Yes. I recall when my Uncle Pepperoni, he answered a letter in a bottle. It was asking for advice on how to get off of an island.
That's a wonderful story. Oh, yes. You should tell the boys about that story.
Oh, I will. Well, maybe, back at the barbershop.
Maybe later.
All right. Well, so what have you? But we are at the witch's market. We've barely touched upon.
We're going to touch.
What have you guys picked up here? It's kind of like it's an open air market, flea market kind of type thing. They've got some cool witchy things.
Look at this, dear. This is very interesting, dear. It's a camel's toe.
Oh, I don't like those camel toes, dear. I think they're very, very high in protein.
But the man said they were aphrodisiac, dear. So of course, we bought a whole bag for
them. Oh, my dear. I don't need an aphrodisiac, girl. You know, I have my own clam pills at home.
That
work just fine.
Yes, dear, but the smell of the clam pills could be something to be desired.
Oh, no. I actually think that they help the odor of my bowel attack.
Oh, wait. Crockpot, dear.
Oh, Crockpot. Crockpot. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. They didn't even tell us anything that they bought. But Mrs. Potter, but better turn, was wearing 3 extra scarves.
Oh, well, she loves her scarves.
Mm-hmm.
Loves her scarves. Oh, Cliff, by the way.
Handmade Bolivian ones.
She showed me the most... I'm sorry. I should have brought this up while she was here. Showed me the most beautiful doily. That she had collected, and it had like...
We can call her back. Do you want to call?
Oh, yeah,
there?
Wait.
Just, hey, come back. Hey, wait, you got something to ask.
Yes, dear.
What? We've got to get my clam pills, dear.
Dear, we're on the lookout for something very specific, dear, and I saw Crockpot, and I had to... I'm sorry, it was terrible etiquette on my part.
Well, it's okay. Kendall wanted to ask you something.
Oh, yeah, what was I going to ask?
I've long since... I never knew, so I can't even say I long since forgot.
I was just telling him, you showed me the most beautiful doily that you just... Yes, dear, I almost forgot, dear. This is the most wonderful doily I think I've ever collected, dear. It's wonderful butterflies all sewed into them, dear. Look, hold on, I've got a picture on this phone over here.
It's very, very delicate and beautiful, Bauer.
How do you open this thing, dear?
Oh, you have to punch the button code.
There is no button, dear.
It's the same thing that you use at the ATM, dear. Oh, there it goes.
Well, there, you dropped it.
Under the table.
Oh, dear, I don't think I can get to it with all the people that are in the booth here. Well, I'll show you the photo later.
Okay, we'll look later.
All right, well, thanks for coming back in. I'm sorry to pull you back in here.
My bowels. They need some clam pills.
Dear, quickly, let's go see if there's anything around here that we can get for bowels, dear.
Oh, any bowels,
I hope he finds some really good stuff.
Maybe they have like a witch doctor cure.
Oh, I hope
for
so.
The bowels.
Which, yeah, we haven't talked about this at all. Isn't this place really cool, though? All these, like, skulls. I feel like I'm in a Tim Burton nightmare. But a really cool one.
No, because the Tim Burton happy dream.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas or something.
It's like the Nightmare Before the Flea Market.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
I love it. Listen, it could be worse.
Cliff.
Did you see Dumbo?
I have not. Did you?
No.
Oh.
I think Dumbo is so sad.
I don't know if I can handle it right now. When they start singing Baby Mine, I'm just going to boohoo in the theater. I can't take it.
Kindle, stop it.
I can't even think about it. I'm tearing up thinking about it. Cliff, in 1930, did you know you could buy mayonnaise for 18 cents?
Are you shitting
a whole
on
pint.
Me?
A whole pint.
A pint. Kendall, let me bring us a little bit closer to the future, okay? Flash forward from 1930.
Nothing wrong with looking back.
That's my impression of you. Here you go, Kendall. It was Now, what do you know? This is one of America's favorite things. Do you know? Ranch dressing.
Oh, my God.
It was invented in Santa Barbara, California by ranch owner Steve Henson and his wife Gail in the wonderful year 1954. 14 years after we have no word on how much mayonnaise cost in that year.
I could probably find it.
You can work on that one, Kendall. Get back to us on that.
Okay.
The dressing ranch was so popular among the Santa Barbara ranch's visitors that the Hensons began selling it as standalone bottles. And then they sold their recipe to who but Clorox in 1972 for $8 million. Can you believe it? And get this, Kendall. Hold on to your drawers. The name of Stephen Gale Henson's ranch...
Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley, bitch.
I was good. That was my next question I was going to ask.
Hidden Valley.
And I thought you were going to say, I don't know.
No, and I did know. Kendall, listeners are agog at how informational this show has been.
Oh, I've learned so much already. Cliff, did you know the first store-bought salad dressings were sold in wooden jars?
Wooden jars. Why?
Because that's all they had.
That's all they had. Didn't know how to make glass.
Didn't know how to make glass yet.
Didn't know. Kendall, now I want you to know this. Ranch-flavored snacks. I'm back to ranch.
Just stay on ranch.
Because I just think ranch is, like roaches. You could just devote a
whole
show.
I was
going
to say, we need a whole show to ranch.
We need a whole, and if not a whole one, we'll do a show half about roaches and half about ranch dressing.
We should go to Hidden Valley and do a show from there.
Well, someday, when the rye tour goes back to America, we'll go there. Hidden Valley's on the docket.
They need some rye on their farm.
But Frito-Lay was the first company to try its hand at ranch-flavored snacks with what, Kendall, in the 80s?
With ranch?
Ranch-flavored snack? What ranch-flavored snack was big?
Doritos?
Always. Cool Ranch Doritos.
They still are. Yeah.
That led to, Kendall, a little thing called a snack revolution in America's obsession with ranch dressing. And
that's when we came along.
Was born.
It came along right about the time we came along.
It did. I'm telling you.
And our paths converged.
Our paths converged and...
I still think I got some Cool Ranch Doritos here on the left side. Hanging out.
No doubt we have calories and fat blobs, fat globules from
so
ranch
many.
Dressing still in here.
Oh,
okay, let me tell you something. This is not about ranch dressing, but it is about food.
About mayonnaise?
Kendall, I don't know if you've noticed, but I have 97 pages of things to tell you over here.
Oh, I've noticed.
And I'm going to tell you about the first one right now.
All right. Let's cross it off the list.
Go ahead and cross it off the list. Kendall, I have to tell you that, unfortunately, the traffic was a bit heavy on the way here to the witch's market here. We were in different cabs. And I had something that I was going to bring and share with you on the air. It was an E.L. Fudge cookie. And it was, you know, one of those sandwich cookies?
Uh-huh.
And they're really cute. The only difference for the listeners is it's me telling you about it instead of me telling you and Kendall going, yes, what it tastes like.
Our listeners are really sad they're missing out on that.
They are. It takes out part of the experience, I know. But the traffic was long and I ate them both. I had saved two, one for me, one for you.
Any traffic we're in is heavy traffic.
But I wanted to show you because they were double stuffed. They were the butter cookies.
You're just killing me.
That were so cute that looked like elves. The elves that live in the tree, you know, really cute. And then they had chocolate inside. But what was funny was A... There are several things notable about these cookies, Kendall.
We're going to delve into each one.
And no stone will be left unturned. Kendall, but no, they're really cute. But the only reason you would buy them is because they're cute. Because they weren't the world's best cookies, I have to tell you. I bought them for
cuteness.
Wouldn't
stop me.
I ate them all. I ate them all.
There aren't any left for me to try.
I saved out two for us on the show, and then I ate them. So, obviously, I was, I succumbed to their charms. Yeah. But they were cute, not exceptionally tasty, but the chocolate cream in the middle looked just like two doo-doo squirts. And I wanted so bad to show you because it looked just like two poop emojis without the eyes. Together inside the sandwich cookie. And so I'm telling you, if you are near a market anywhere that sells these EL fudge cookies, and maybe this is a market. Maybe they probably got a hex on them here at the witch's market. But anyway, go and buy them because you're going to want to check out the doo-doo squirts in the middle.
Well, get back to us, see if it gives you the doo-doo squirts.
Oh, no. When I ate the first 8/10 of the box last night, everything was
fine. It's a multi-day process.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Cliff, you know, 1907, commercial mayonnaise was sold for the first time in Philadelphia. I just thought you want to know one more fact about mayonnaise before we take a break. Or before we get into our first segment.
Philadelphia freedom, mayonnaise. Kendall, I have a lot more to say about mayonnaise, so scoop your boot.
Okay.
Kendall, what are, do you, this is pop quiz, hot shot.
Uh-oh.
What are, and this booth will blow up if you don't answer this question correctly in the next 60 seconds. What are the three building blocks of mayonnaise?
Eggs.
Raw egg yolks. That's one.
I know. Oil.
Vegetable oil.
Kendall's
booth will explode.
Is there butter?
No! No.
You just got a minute. I still have a minute.
Oh, okay. You have 20 more seconds.
Oil, egg yolk, and tartar sauce. What is the third ingredient?
Okay. Explosive shrapnel.
It deserved to be exploded. It's disgusting.
Vinegar. I will never forget.
Really?
Yeah, in high school we watched a video of somebody just whipping up some mayonnaise in a jar. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Oh, and it was very weird because it was just all of a sudden those weird ingredients and they spun them up and then it was mayonnaise.
That's like a magic trick.
It was only disgusting. So, to me, for some reason, but now Kendall, I want you to know I'm not done with mayonnaise.
Uh-oh.
That terrible round of what's in mayonnaise aside, we're moving on.
Hey, it was pop quiz.
Kendall, the source of the word mayonnaise is unknown. It's an unsolved mystery. Even Robert Stack couldn't find out. But some people guess it might be derived from the word moule, which is old French for egg yolk. Why don't you just put some egg yolks on this lettuce and call it a salad?
I really wish we had those ingredients. We could just mix it up real quick.
Don't you? Well, listen, there's probably egg yolks. Don't you wish you had mayonnaise ingredients hot like me? But if you are making it your homemade mayonnaise, it will spoil after 3 or 4 days. So
you better
watch
eat it.
Out.
You better eat it quick.
Watch out.
Cliff, do you know in Russia, the only market in Europe where mayonnaise is sold more than ketchup by volume is
where?
Over there in Russia.
Russia?
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of problems. Kendall, tartar sauce is mayonnaise spiked with what?
Tartar.
No! Pickled cucumbers and Funyuns.
Funyuns?
Well, the fun onion. I was trying to make it sound creative.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, and Thousand Island dressing, Kendall, is built upon a mayonnaise base.
Well, aren't
Did
all
you know
the
that?
Best things built on a mayonnaise base?
Well, ranch dressing, America's favorite, is made from buttermilk mayonnaise and minced green onion.
Ooh, buttermilk mayonnaise.
It's just mincing in there.
A lot of talk about mayonnaise today.
A lot of talk about mayonnaise, Kendall, and if only it were half over, but it's not. So, no, I'm kidding. That's all of my mayonnaise.
Let me see. I think that was all my mayonnaise, too.
I think that's a good way to end any segment. That's all my mayonnaise. Kendall, let's go to a real segment, though. How about a little one called...
Hey.
Oh! Are you talking to me?
Hey, are you talking to me?
Oh, my. Were you wondering if we were talking to you?
No, dear. We were not, dear. We were over there shopping. No,
we were shopping nearby.
No, we're playing Are You Talking to Me the game.
Yeah.
Dear, that's very confusing.
I don't know what you two are doing in here. Dear, let's go back and see if they have any more of those beautiful scarves you're wearing.
Oh, that's a beautiful idea.
Oh, yeah. We can get one for Funky for Chris.
Oh, and we need to find one of those llama things.
All right.
Okay.
This is a segment called.
What was it?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Kendall. I mean, any gentleman with the slightest chic will give a girl a $50 bill for the powder room, and I always ask for cab fare too. That's another $50. Kendall, you should know this with your love of crunch wraps. You didn't get it with that great hint?
You broke me. You broke me.
Broke you.
I don't know.
Kendall,
I'm going to be mad, I know.
I don't know, maybe you won't. Kendall, it's your love of crunch wraps and girls named Tiffany should let you in on this one because it's not lunch at Harold's, it's breakfast at Tiffany's.
I would never got it.
I didn't say you'd get it. I just said that was a quote.
Taking pictures. That means I'm out of a job.
Means I'm talking pictures?
Talking pictures, yeah.
Oh, you said taking pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry. Talking pictures.
Talking pictures. That means I'm out of a job. That was Singing in the Rain.
That's right.
Oh.
I just want to throw you off there.
Just want to throw you off? Or
Taking them.
Oh, God. Kendall, here's another one for you.
All right.
You finally really did it, you maniacs. You blew it up. God damn you. God damn you all to hell. Kendall, you damn dirty ape.
Planet of the Apes.
With no help at all, he got it. Yes, exactly.
No help at all.
Planet, not World of the Chickens, Planet of the Apes.
Cliff, do you want to talk to God? You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together. I've got nothing better to do.
That was from the movie Dogma.
No.
No?
He had a whip.
He had a whip.
He was whip smart.
It was from 50 Shades Darker.
No. Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right. Kendall, here's another one.
All
right. Big failure of an episode. Kendall, here's another one.
What history will say?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman. Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste to their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured. He chose you out of all the world. Out of all the women in the whole world, he chose you. He arranged things, and he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
That Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, it wasn't her grandma.
I got one right. Finally.
Got it. God. And the angels sang.
It only took 6 years.
It's all right, Kendall. Has it been that long since 2013?
I think it was.
Okay.
I don't think there's one word that can describe a man's life.
I don't think that is Ace Ventura When Nature Calls.
Close, but so close. Citizen Kane.
Oh, many people consider Ace Ventura 2 the new Citizen Kane.
They do.
Kendall, here's another one. Eliza, where the devil are my slippers?
Eliza, where the devil are my slippers?
It's another way of saying it.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure I heard it right.
If it helps, if you repeat it back.
The Good Humor Man.
The good, remember. That was it. No, Kendall, it wasn't my big fatty. It was My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady. That's close. So close.
And here's another quote from that one. It went like this. Damn, 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 damn. I've grown accustomed to his fat. And no, that was, I changed it just a little bit. Kendall, are you done?
I'm done. Are you talking to you? 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 Talking
to you? Oh.
I can't believe I didn't get that one.
Kendall, I have to go over
that just makes me depressed. I need to go for a break.
I need to see if there's somewhere I can hose off. This booth is just, I'm sweating like a fat pig.
Let me go see if I can take something for my stupidity.
Okay. Let's see if maybe there's a spell.
That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you meant like an aspirin.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing. Light bright, light bright.
glow at night. Smiling friends, shining bright, make a sign to say goodnight.
Just pop in the colored pegs and follow the patterns. It's easy to make your favorite pictures and characters, or you can always create your own light pictures.
Light bright, light bright, turn on the magic of shining light.
Light bright from Milton Bradley.
It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Over here, Kendall,
in this motor
running, set out on the highway, looking for adventure. Oh, whatever comes my way, born to be fat,
wild and fat.
Well, at least one of those. We're half right, Kendall.
Yeah.
This is, did we talk about, I get, people know it's a show. Do we even have to bother saying that?
If you hadn't got it by now, you're not going to get it. I think we've also forgotten that the prevalence of podcasts have become bigger these days. When we first started, we're like, what we're doing is a show. Now they're like, oh, we get it. We know what it is.
But listen, Ken, let me tell you. Most podcasts are just people sitting around blathering about nothing.
Loser.
But not us.
Not us.
Not us. We have hard-hitting topics.
Hey, do you think anybody else has spent 10 minutes talking about fucking mayonnaise?
Oh, my God. I bet not. Not many. Damn few are that brave, Kendall. But I have a tip. This is another thing that makes our show valuable to the listeners.
A tip?
Just a tip. This is a random off-topic tip. Are you ready? This might even be good for you.
Oh, I hope it is.
But Kendall, some people may or may not have this particular problem. But Kendall, at times I'll buy, one of those, the biscuits that you pop open.
Uh-huh.
And they're in the thing, and I won't want to cook them all at once, because what happens, Kendall, if I cook all 8 biscuits?
They become stale if you don't eat, or you eat them all.
I eat them all.
There's 2 options.
Nothing has ever become stale. I eat them all.
Yeah.
And so I try to just cook a few at a time, then I put the rest back in the hotel refrigerator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but even though in the top biscuit, because you can't reclose that cardboard tube thing, so the top biscuit will become very dried out and hard.
Uh-huh.
And you might think you can't cook that top dried out hard biscuit. I'm here to tell you, listeners, cook that son of a bitch. You will not be able to tell which biscuit was all dried out and hard and which one wasn't.
That's a great tip.
What a tip.
It is a tip.
So say, stuff your sorries in a sack, mister, because you can...
I want biscuits.
Well, let me tell you, as someone who's recently begun buying more biscuits, I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but that's just something that happens, and that's just a tip from my heart to yours, Kendall.
Well, I'm sure the listeners really appreciate that, Cliff.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
I do. I can't wait to eat that hard biscuit.
To eat a hard biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
But what about ketchup, Kendall?
What about it? What about it?
Do you know anything about it?
You know I love it.
Do you know? Wonder why? Is it because 25% of ketchup is sugar?
You know why I love it. I love to put ketchup on my ketchup. I grew up with ketchup in a bottle.
I'm ketchup in a bottle, baby. Come on, and squeeze me out.
Ooh.
Oh, Kendall, let's talk about ketchup for a minute. Do you remember those old, wonderful Heinz commercials.
Oh, we had to wait?
Where they would start off with a young boy, and he was trying to get to get ketchup on his hamburger at home.
Oh.
And he would set the bottle on its side. He went off to war, folks. He came back, and his body came back. His widow finally had poured the ketchup on the burger and ate it because it took that long to get it out of the bottle.
I don't want to wait that long. I want to eat.
But why would anybody want to wait that long?
I don't know. The whole idea was like...
I was just telling that for the teens that really was a commercial. So that was
like,
their ad campaign.
Patient. Be patient. It's coming out.
That was their campaign. Can you imagine in 2019 anybody's ad campaign being, be patient?
No.
It's worth
nobody's
the wait.
Nobody's patient anymore. But Cliff, you know what my favorite ketchup memory ever is?
Let me guess. No, wait, never mind.
So my aunt showed me when I was a kid that you could like tear off the side of the ketchup packet and like kind of open it up and you could just dip your fry into the ketchup packet, and it was like a whole new world. I was forever changed after that moment. It was a formidable child.
Do you do that a lot?
Not anymore, but it was such a cool thing when I was a kid. I just mean it was my favorite memory of ketchup.
Let me tell you something that happened when I was a kid.
All
right. A trend that went through, I think, the middle school. Trapper Keepers were more of an elementary kind of a thing. We didn't have a middle school, Kendall, we were cool. some of us. Some of us were the Fonz in middle school, and some of us weren't. Kendall, that's just two types of people.
That's true.
And the ones who weren't have podcasts today. Oh, ouch to all of us. But anyway, there were soft drink machines, and you could, on your homeroom period or whatever, you could go and buy a Coke.
Because that's a good idea for children.
It's great. I'm sure the school got a kickback. They were able to buy a science book or something. And so, but anyway, you could buy a Coke. And what the trend became was, is this empty?
Yeah.
Almost. It is?
It is.
Okay. So the trend became, I have a Kendall's Coke can in my hand now. You wouldn't open it at the top up here. You would take a pen and stab it in the side of the can. Did you do this? And I think it's like a beer college thing, but and you would like drink it from the hole in the side.
I never did it. I never did it. I mean, I think I saw people doing it.
I did it because we all did it. Everybody did it. Everybody had one. Imagine what the teachers thought. Just a bunch of 14-year-olds just sucking on the side of an aluminum can.
No, I did do that.
Yeah,
it's coming back to me. I remember that now. And because I remember like thinking, oh, it's taking so long.
I remember I did it. I did it once, like in the car with my parents, and they're like, "What in the hell are you doing?" And I was like, "This is how you drink it. It's cool." And they're like, "You're gonna get metal shards in your stomach from punching open a can with a pen."
Now, oddly enough, there is a magic trick that you have to do the same thing and suck out. So I still do it to this day sometimes.
Expecto Patronum! Oh, Kendall's now the masked magician.
I'm not telling how the trick is done.
That would be a good tip for the masked magician, just to have a podcast. Who could know who he even was?
Yeah, then you're not even just masked. You don't even have to be masked.
You're just like, guess what? We mark the cards.
You could be fat. You don't have to worry about it.
Here's the secret. Mark the card.
Mark the cards.
Mark them. Kendall, I guess it's time... for another segment.
Oh, it is.
We've got it again. Oh, there's a scarf.
Yes, dear, look at this beautiful scarf.
Beautiful. Oh, that tapestry really brings out your eyes, Sugarloaf.
It is a beautiful damask.
You've got quite a collection growing there.
It's you're kind of a Stevie Nicks vibe going
one
on.
One can never have too many scarves.
Rhiannon rings like a bell through the night, and wouldn't you love to love her? I sound just like Stevie Nicks?
That was very wonderful, dear.
I could enter a contest. I sound
Sheffield,
so good.
Doesn't he sound wonderful?
Oh, I don't know who that gentleman Stephen Nicks is, and I don't think I want to find out.
Oh, well, you're in here. We're in here to do a segment. Isn't that right, Kendall?
Oh, dear, what segment would that be?
Oh, dear. Yeah, we've got to go buy some llama fetuses, girl.
Oh, dear, I don't know if we can stay for a segment. We're very busy, dear. We're trying to find a fetus of llama.
Sorry about that, boys.
A fetus for
one.
We've got to find some llama fetuses.
Yeah, they're very, very good to put to bury in the ground when you're building something. It's very good luck and protects the workers.
Very good luck and keeps everything safe on the building site.
What are you building?
Oh, nothing. Oh, my.
Don't be silly.
Oh, no. We're on a riot tour around the world.
Just building an audience.
Building loyal rye consumers.
Well, now you are.
Building global awareness of rye.
Yeah, it's such an important topic.
Very important, boys. Perhaps you should do a show on the subject one day.
Maybe one day.
We'll pencil that in for the roaches, rye, and the other thing.
Oh, we got so many.
What was the other thing? Ranch. Roaches, rye, and ranch. So we'll remember it through the three R's.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Some people think the three R's are reading, writing, and arithmetic. I think they're roaches, rye, and ranch. That's the Cliff and Kendall three R's.
We've got to get out, boys.
Oh, wait, we're going to do something weird.
Wait, why are you buying these llamas things, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn? I can't get a straight answer out of him.
Damn, no one can. We have a friend that's building a subdivision, and we wanted to get her to the fetuses so she can bury them in the ground, and it'll be good luck to protect the workers while they're building.
Oh, yes, one for each home in the subdivision.
Dear, we need at least 20 fetuses.
At least 20. What? Maybe ought to order more, girl, in case they decide to expand.
This is one of the very best places to get those fetuses, dear, at the witch's market.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's speed this up so they can go make sure they get the llama fetuses before that they're sold out.
Do you want to hear something weird?
Oh, nothing too weird, boy.
Doctor, please.
Well, it's not too weird, but an Australian appeals court has...
Sounds weird already.
Oh, it's already. It's getting weird. They dismissed a bullying case brought to an engineer who accused his former supervisor of repeatedly breaking wind toward him.
Oh, my God.
Dear goodness, what a breach of etiquette.
Disgusting, boy. I can't believe you would even discuss something like that on the air.
I know what you mean. It's disgusting. And they finally upheld a judge's ruling that even if the engineer allegations were true, flashings did not necessarily constitute bullying. So I guess I can figure out I'm not going to file a lawsuit against Cliff anytime soon.
Oh, good one. All right, here's another weird news item, everybody. A British Columbia person put herself in danger of foul odors when she came to the rescue of what but a skunk with a Burger King cup stuck over its head. Well, Tanya Krasuin said she spotted the skunk running around with the Burger King smoothie cup stuck over its head near her home, and her fear of sprayed was outweighed when she realized this skunk was in trouble, y'all.
She's my hero.
To put it, that's how Paula Deen would put it. This skunk was in trouble, y'all.
And then she put some butter on it, dear.
Dear, your sense of humor, girl. You have me laughing up to all hours of the night. I'll have you know, boys, we just laugh and laugh and laugh.
She's hot today.
Hot today. Kendall, but anyway, can you, for the record, the skunk did not spray her, it befriended her, and the two are very close now.
What a weird story.
When I think to myself.
It's heartwarming, dear.
What a heartwarming, weird story.
Beautifully put.
Yes, that's a summation of that one. Kendall, let's move on, shall we?
Let's move on. Cliff, you know the old, I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but how you type in Google the year you were born in Florida Man?
Yes, seen that? I have. I've seen it and done it, yes.
All right, well, I have to. We'll have to talk about that at another point.
All right.
But authorities say a Florida man didn't want to show up for his shift at a Hardee's restaurant. So he just called 911 and said he'd been robbed.
Oh, my God.
It was reported that he told dispatchers that two gun-carrying men took his necklace, money, and his phone before jumping in a car and driving away. And, you know, he's in a lot of trouble now.
A lot of trouble.
That is not something you're supposed to do. Isn't that weird?
Don't do it, folks.
Yeah, that's not a good plan.
No, honesty is always the best policy, girl.
Yeah, that's quite right.
Well, here's another one about dead rats.
Goodness, dear, not dead rats.
Yes, everybody. There were three dead rodents found inside the perimeter fence at a prison in Dorset, and staff patrolling the prison opened the rats up after noticing that their stomachs had been stitched up. Because they were dead, and they found that their stomachs had stitches in them, and which must have been snitches, if they got stitches. Kendall, they found that the rats' insides had been removed and replaced with 5 mobile phones and chargers, 3 SIM cards, cigarette papers, drugs, including spices and cannabis, and a partridge in a pear tree.
You dirty rat.
You dirty, stuffed full of contraband rats.
Oh my gosh.
Kendall and everybody else, the rats had been thrown over the prison fence, and a prisoner had been waiting to collect them.
Gruesome boy. I hope they didn't murder those innocent, filthy rats.
Were they blind?
They could have. Well, they were dead, so they...
There were 3 of them.
There were 3. They were 3. That's a good point. Kendall, do you have any other weird stories?
No, I think we've had enough weirdness for one day.
I certainly have
had... Absolutely, dear. That's one thing we can all agree on.
Now, let's go do something very normal, girl. Let's go buy some llama fetuses to send to our friends.
Crockpot, do you have that bag for the fetuses?
Yes. Crockpot, we're going to need the big bag.
Oh my god, I hope she gets extra for us for when we build our empire.
A fetus? Well, we should have one for if we ever get back to our studio in Bushelltown.
Oh, I'm sure there's rats the size of bread boxes living in there right now.
Or bread boxes the size of rats. I don't know. Kendall,
I
want to let our listeners in on another tip. This is a spiritual tip. Okay?
All right.
When you find yourself in times of trouble, if Mother Mary doesn't come to you, Kendall, if Mother Mary snubs you like she's the Oscars and you're Jake Gyllenhaal, then don't you find it helpful to have like a mantra to say over and over?
I know you do.
To repeat. I know.
You've expressed several times. My mantra is...
Is what?
Milkshake. I don't know. I think I just go over and over in my head that everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Like whatever you're stressed about, it's not the end of the world.
Well, Kendall, I have bad news because you could be stressing about the literal end of the world. See, also Avengers: The End Game or whatever. But Kendall, maybe you're stressing about something normal and you want to just think about something pure and wonderful.
I would love to.
And here's the 2 things that I repeat. Of course, I repeat that I'm living for love. Of course, still am. I'm awaiting further instruction from Madonna on that.
Details to come.
Supposed to have a new album this summer. You will hear about it first on this show. But no, I repeat to myself just these 2 wonderful names of 2 people in the future who will be hailed as heroes of the human spirit, I think.
Cliff and Kendall?
No. I think we might be, you know, you never know.
We'll be held to something.
When somebody unearths our cachet of thousands of episodes, there's nothing left on Earth but our record of what happened.
I get chills thinking about it.
They're going to hear this. They're going to hear me saying over and over, Sarah Jessica Parker, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Sarah Jessica Parker, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well, they're the Cliff and Kendall of our time.
I feel better already.
Yeah. I do too.
That they're out there, they're working, they're being wonderful.
They're doing the Lord's work.
They're doing the Lord's work. They're shining like diamonds in the rough, like Aladdin, for God's sake. Kendall, are you excited about this new Aladdin with Fresh Prince as the genie?
I'm excited to see what it's all about.
Now, tell me this. Well, yeah. It's about a guy named Aladdin who finds a lamp.
You know what I mean?
Spoiler alert.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Never had a friend like me. Whole new world. Carpet.
Yeah.
But also, is Aladdin's coming out this year? Is also The Lion King?
I think so, yeah.
Isn't that a bit too much?
You're like, we can only handle one of these at a time.
Well, but think about that. That's 2 Disney remakes within like 3 months of each other.
And Dumbo, too. You would think that they would... You say like, oh, let's space these out, you know, let big crowds build and come, you know. But no, they're just throwing them all out there at once. Roll the dice, see what happens.
Disney, take it from me. This is a big mistake. Disney goofs again.
Profits are going to fall.
Speaking of movie profits, Kendall, the weirdest thing, this is, I don't know, do you ever do stuff and you're like, I don't really know why I'm doing this, but I'm
all the time.
All the time. Well, the other day, I happened to walk into one of the offices of, you know, because we went to the town hall to meet with the dignitaries, and we were just sort of walking around while Mrs. Butterbutterbutterturn talked to people.
Snooping around.
I don't know, you may have been going through files and stuff. I was just kind of looking for a candy machine.
That was interesting.
But it was interesting. Kendall was just looking at some sensitive materials without his proper security clearance.
Well, don't say it like that.
It's okay. It's all right. You're not a feckless cunt. But I was walking around, and I just happened to walk in on these people. Charles the contractor and one of the guys that worked there. And the guy that worked there is like, oh, I don't watch stuff. Like, I can't watch things like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I don't know why, but I was like, well, you don't love the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? And like, no, it's just too, like, gross and scary. I'm like, oh, it's, come on. It's, but that's the fun. It's, you know, he just comes out with a chainsaw. And so I don't know why. And they're like, you watch scary stuff like that? And not Charles. He was interested in the bug in the corner. But this other guy. And I was like, and I said, yeah, because, you know, I never really watched anything scary till I was old, because I wasn't allowed when I was young. And I was, which made me more afraid of it for a longer, just because I thought it would be too scary and gross or something. But and so I was like, yes, I love the Leatherface, and so what he's great.
Who doesn't watch scary stuff?
I mean, a lot of people don't.
No, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
I like scary stuff because when Leatherface is hanging people on hooks, it is difficult to think about your own problems. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's escapism in another way.
Yeah, it's just like, it's something to keep you all, you know, interested.
Yeah.
And I love, oh my God, in the, how long, have you seen the Chainsaw Massacre 2 lately?
Not lately,
from
no.
The 80s? Oh my God.
I mean, I saw it at one point.
Gotta see it again soon.
I want to watch the original one again soon.
Well, they're both. Well, yeah. Well, stay tuned. Just hang around. We'll go back to my room at the hotel. But the second one, oh my God, it's just even so much grosser. Uh-huh. And there's this one part where it's like this girl is hiding behind this pile of dead bodies. And and Leatherface, he like cuts the face off of one of the dead people. And he takes it off and he puts it on the girl's face. And it's just the most horrifying thing. And it's just, you can't think about all of your bounce checks.
There's just not room up there.
When that's happening.
Well, but, and when you watch something like that from the 80s, like, it, most of the times it was so, like, in the 80s and so weird how they do it. It was just so fun. It's like, it's not like, it's not like you're watching an HD horror film today, where it's like...
Not like the one of the torture ones.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, there's something like theme parky and classic about it, you know. Just feel like you're in a haunted house or something.
Yeah. Did you have anything else you need to tell? I know I come into the show, I come into the booth with so many things that I need to tell everybody. And I feel like monopolize, which a lot of people love, but, you know, do you have anything that you need to tell us? Oh, well, this brings me back to another thing. You know, I went to the corner store the other day. We were looking for some tape. You know, I always like to tape up an inspirational Jake Gyllenhaal pictures ripped out of Sexiest Man Alive issues and stuff. Whatever hotel room we're in, to make it feel more homey. We went to the corner store, and what I love about us, in general, it's, don't you think that we love everybody?
We do, of course.
We're human beings, but we do not have like these prejudices. We are not. We are just of all the people, all the people, all the people, and that is what has come to me over the years of the Rye Tour, is that we're all just folks. And so anyway, this brings me back to the corner store, where, feel free to interject at any time.
I don't know where we're going to interject. I want to wait and see what's happening here.
Well, but okay, so I was at the corner store buying some tape to hang up Jake Gyllenhaal pics, and the cashier was a guy who, I'm not a doctor, but if I had to guess, I would say he's a guy with autism, and he was very happy and very, very polite and everything. And he did something that reminded me of me. And which is one of the, we're of all the folks, yeah. We're all the same. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh my God, this is just like what I do all the damn time. Uh-huh. And because he asked me while he was bagging up the tape and all the chocolate covered snacks that I bought. And he said, do you like anime? And I said, well, I've not seen a lot of anime, mm-hmm. but you know, I said, I have a little brother who I never speak about on the podcast that I do. And he likes it. And so I said, sure, you know, he likes it. That's what I hear it's great.
Uh-huh. And, I heard great things about
yeah.
it.
And so he pulls a Cliff and he tells me for the next 10 minutes all about this anime show that he watches. And you can go on YouTube and find this and that and this. And make sure you spell it this way because... And I just thought, this is exactly like when I go on the show mm-hmm. and I say, Kendall, can I tell you something about Hazel? And then I talk for you for 25 minutes and explain the ins and outs of everything that happened in the 5 years Hazel was on the air.
Yeah.
And also,
when you just explained to that guy at the market right outside 5 minutes ago, or right before we started the show.
Well, because he had on one of those hats that looked kind of like Hazel's maid hat.
I know, so I've heard it so many times.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, she has this boss, Mr. B, mm-hmm. except in season 5, it's a different Mr. B. I've got to tell you, I have to get this off my chest.
Well, I do that too, though. I'm like, this has to be shared because I don't want to, it can't be in here by myself. Mm-hmm. I need other people to know the greatness so we can have a shared experience.
Right. But so anyway, I just thought that was just a lesson to me. We're all just part of this beautiful, beautiful human tapestry.
Circle of life.
And just if anybody ever like looks down on people with special needs or wants to take away their funding, I just want to murder them with a chainsaw is what it comes back to me. And it's not because I've seen all the chainsaw movies. Had I never seen them, I would still choose a chainsaw to murder anybody who would dare look down or cut the funding to a special needs person.
Promise me that you will never use a chainsaw.
You'll
chop your foot off.
You know better than anybody else that I am 10 times too terrified to hold a chainsaw, even if it's like out of gas.
Well, that's what I mean. So don't ever try it. Don't ever think about
it. I would never pick one up and like pull the lawnmower, pull cord and start it. My nose would be chopped off within an instant. My dick and balls gone. Everything.
Not to die, to go off into a tangent.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I thought it was high time that I did.
Yeah.
When I was younger, my dad like was like, oh, we're going to go outside and cut this tree. And he was like, show me how to use a chainsaw. Uh-huh. And I was standing up on the top ladder. He said, don't stand there when you cut. And I thought I was hot stuff. And he was just didn't know what he was talking about. And I cut it. And right when I did, the tree like swung and went, whew, and like hit me and knocked me off the ladder.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, oh, I could have chopped my head off with a chainsaw. And that's why... I don't ever want anybody to use a chainsaw. I'm terrified of them.
I get, and then this would have been Cliff and Terry the Temp.
Could you imagine?
Coast to coast.
Never, if I would have never been
could
here.
You imagine
the,
every
the
week?
The hole that this size of girth would have filled.
First of all, the thinking of you dying young just makes me, I don't know why it makes me think of all these fields of crops just blooming. And then all this food being on earth for all the poor. The you know, those little skinny people with the distended bellies in the other countries, they no longer have the flies landing on their faces. They're full now.
It would have changed the course of human history.
Would have, but could have. But no, when what were we just talking about? I was just going to tell you something. Chainsaw. Oh, no. If you had died.
Uh-huh.
from the chainsaw. And Terry the Temp, who's wonderful and would have been a great co-host.
Yes.
If I had died, she would have been a great co-host for you.
And I would love to do a show with
And
them.
We would. Yep. And if we were not here, I would have to start every show, though. This is Cliff, and this is temporarily. She's only here for this week. Terry the Temp.
Yeah.
And it's just over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Every 700 episodes in. This is Cliff. And this week, joining me, Terry the Temp.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to think of the other ways things could have turned out,
a
folks.
A different universe.
We're skinny and
having... into one of those universes one day.
Someday, when I'm awfully low.
Cliff, is it time to match?
And the world is cold, I will feel a glow. just because of Host Match and the way you host tonight.
And the way we're gonna match.
Oh, but you're obese with your fat so huge.
You don't have to go back to that. The song could have ended in the Host Match. I'm feeling good about this one, Cliff.
Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good at this point in the show?
Yeah, well, for the Host Match that we're going to match.
Okay. Well, Kendall, here, let's go. Let's just start from the top here.
Okay, let's go.
We're just going to go ahead and get these out of the way. Beginning. Cliff was so fat.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he was so fat. After he died, a family of 9 moved into his blank.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Bam!
Dirty underwear.
They would not move into that.
No match.
No match.
Kendall, we're going back in time for this one.
Okay.
Only because I know you'll be quick to point out I'm a huge fat vegetarian, just like I am.
Well, I am, Cliff.
Well, I am. Me too, Kendall. I just don't like to rub everybody's blood dripping noses in it. Kendall, teenage Kendall was so fat. When he went to KFC, he didn't order a bucket of fried chicken. He ordered a blank of fried chicken.
He didn't order a bucket. He ordered 1, 2, 3. A dumpster.
Huge dumpster.
Full of chicken.
For dumpster full of chicken bones.
Host Match.
We did it.
We did it.
Congrats to us.
Kendall, where's the confetti?
Warmest regards. Kendall, stupid Stewart.
Oh,
stupid Stewart.
How stupid was he, Cliff?
So stupid. He went to the hardware store to get a blank.
1, 2, 3.
An erection. Hardware. Well, erection.
Oh, I get it.
Hard.
But if I was going to get a hamburger, I'd be hard too.
You're an idiot. Kendall, Farmer Brown said. This is Farmer Brown again.
Okay.
He says, boy, did I have a lousy night. Not only did my wife have a headache, so did my blank.
1, 2, 3. My penis.
Sheep. He was a farmer in Alabama where they've just found a new use for sheep,
Cliff,
which is wool. The new use is wool.
You did not tell me this took place in Alabama.
I should have said.
You gotta give me hints.
Alabama native.
Yeah. There you go.
Farmer
Next time I hear that.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Alabama native Larry the Leprechaun.
Sheep.
This is Larry the Leprechaun. He was walking through the forest one day when he saw a beautiful lady by a stream. Larry the Leprechaun walked closer and he knew it was love at first sight. The only problem was he fell in love with, he was so short, he fell in love with her blank.
1, 2, 3. Lucky Charms.
JJ. I was thinking for JJ.
I was.
Kendall,
no match.
Listeners are lucky because we, speaking of luck, they're lucky because we have 2 more. Kendall, Tina said, she said, I've got the toughest job in Hollyweird. I'm the hairdresser for blank.
The hairdresser for 1, 2, 3.
Wait, hold on. Of course, I've forgotten mine. I'm the hairdresser for
1, 2, 3. Mr. Clean.
Frankenstein. Both terrible answers.
Well,
Kendall,
hey, I'm Host Match.
Hey, I'm just being honest. Both awful, god awful. Kendall, finally. Here's our one last chance. There's this one guy, you see, and he said, "I was so poor as a teen. Every day I'd go blank in an open manhole."
1, 2, 3.
Skinny
bathing.
Dipping. That's close enough.
Close enough.
That's,
Host Match.
The judges call it a host
match.
And we call
thank
it
God.
And we call it love. Kendall, now really quickly before I go over there and beg for some of those snacks. What are those over there on
the
table?
Oh, those are chicken heads.
Oh, whoa. And they're not full of candy or anything?
No. Those are just normal chicken heads.
Okay.
Well, now, I think there is a chicken head candy booth down the way.
Oh, well, we're going to go over to that.
Okay.
Really quickly, what was your Florida man when you looked up your birthday?
So, Cliff, my Florida man story was a Pensacola man arrested for barging into homes seeking someone to fight him He would go in looking for somebody to fight, knock himself out usually, and he would also eat pizza of people that had ordered pizza. And I thought, that sounds exactly like something I'd do.
Sure sounds like you, Kendall. All right, and now I'm going to show you mine. I happen to share mine on the gram. You can see what mine is. Let you read it for listeners.
Neighbors complain about Florida man doing yard work naked. Police say it is legal.
It is legal.
It is legal.
It is legal. So.
Well, that makes me want to do yard work nude.
Nude. Well, if it's legal, I mean.
Hey, it's legal. I'll do what I want to do. My yard.
If I'm going to mow, I can show off my sweaty anus if I want.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be something you want to look at.
Oh, well, please don't say anus on the air.
All the way over there, dude. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, my. I almost dropped this bag full of llama fetuses when I heard you say that.
Oh, I'm
so
well.
So wonderful that we found them, though, isn't it?
I am sorry, but those are... Oh, look at those. Ooh, those are interesting.
Oh, yeah, those are very interesting.
Those are nice. Maybe they could name the subdivision Llama Fetus Land or something.
Well, yeah, we might want to work on the title, but that's a valid suggestion.
We'll have to workshop that one, boy.
Quite right, definitely.
All right, everybody, can we wrap this up? I need to get back to the hotel and take my clam pill.
Yes, dear, you know how long it takes Charles to take the booth down.
Oh, my.
All right, yeah, well, I'm Kendall.
I'm Cliff.
Well, see you next week.
Charles, could you please tear down this booth?
Dear, those aren't french fries, dear. They're fetuses.
Oh, those are, man. Those are french fries.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.